when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging, making it to the second hour. I made it to the second hour. I was just telling Big Sister Nancy during the break in Iran that I had what they call a cardiac episode this morning. I have a history of that. I don't know if it was what they call a supraventricular tachycardia or if it was just straight out VTAC. I don't know, because at the time there was nobody around that could do a 12-lead EKG. Later on, made it back to Breakaway Running, where I was on a 12-mile run. I was going to do 12, getting ready for the New York Marathon. And doggone, I got way late. I had to get hauled in by the ambulance. I didn't want to go because it cost a fortune. I have no insurance. And I wanted to go to the VA, but the VA wasn't taking any other emergency patients today. But anyway, folks, I had a really hard time breathing. I'm about to have had that happen before. The first couple times it happened to you, it scares the crap out of you. But I'm getting kind of used to it. But next week, I've got to go see if I can get that taken care of to get it. What's that word they use? Resolve, because I'm supposed to run the New York Marathon November the 5th. And then I got to come back and run Memphis December 3rd. But anyway, folks, we're back. We got Ran on and we got Big Sister Nancy. And I forgot, well, all my excitement today to read our donor. We have a fellow, he knows Ran too, this fellow. I'll go ahead. I don't think he reminds me reading his name. I mean, if he was at Dixie Republic this past 2 weeks ago, I don't think he reminded. But anyway, he sent us a nice donation, and here's the note he said. He says, "Hey, Eddie, nice to talk to you at Dixie Republic. Say hello to Rand. I rode to Charlottesville with him. Haven't seen Rand since that day. I tell you, Rand's not hiding in high grass. I tell you that for sure. It's from Greg Von Savoy, S-A-V-O-Y-E, from out in the western state." And he said, "Thanks for giving us Gene's number." But he sent in a nice donation. I'd like to thank him very much. He also said on the check, he wrote a check. I've already deposited, but he said, "The best radio network in the world." That's what he said, the best one going. So I took that as a great honor. And it has to do with all of our people that are on the air right now. And I had another card I wanted to reread. I'm really pissed off because I've been hit that card for myself. But anyway, since Big Sister Nancy is the elder of the two, by the way, Gene Andrews, the a.k.a. the Bitter Ender, he's off today. So is Monica, a.k.a. the Braveheart Little Sister. She's off. But we have no fear. We have the bell cow, the leader of this whole place, Big Sister Nancy, and we have my brother, your brother, Rand the Lone Wolf Owen. But we'll let you lead off, Big Sister, because you're pretty much the bell cow. You're our leader, and you're the eldest, and we pay respect to you. So what are we going to do tonight?
Well, I've got a list of things here, but I did want to certainly agree with Dr. Hill when he was talking about the Trump supporters and what they might do. In fact, I think I may have mentioned that previously, that surely the Trump supporters are not going to sit idly by and allow their leader to end up behind bars. I mean, that looks like it is possible. It may very well happen so that he will not get a chance to campaign. I mean, it's interesting. It looks like the more they indict, the more people support him. One thing I wanted to just mention, I've got several things that I'll just mention, is, you know, in the past, one of the great fears that even the senators had was of IRS audits. And they used to say that the IRS would put people away, that they were people were very fearful of the IRS. Now it seems to be that it's going on to the FBI, the CIA, and our judicial system. So that's just a comment that I have. You know, I know that they've always set their bureaucrats against us, but I believe in the past it was more financial attacks that would destroy our politicians. Now they want to put our politicians behind bars, basically. And of course, they want to put white people in general behind bars. But I'll just pitch out one tar and feathering, and then we'll go to Rand. I'm going to say that the tar and feathering of this week should be the former Vice President Pence with the comments that he made in response to Tucker Carlson's interview, when he more or less implied that it was more important to support financial aid and military aid to Ukraine than it is to the American citizens who are impoverished and suffering. And he really shot himself in the foot, if anybody has a chance to listen to that. So I'll let Rand follow up.
Go ahead, Rand.
Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's good, Eddie. I hate to hear that you had that episode, brother, and I hope you're feeling better, and I hope you can get that straightened out, and you'll certainly be in my prayers. And
thank
you. I hope
you're
doing well, too, Mr.
Well, you know, running is that's a huge part of my life. And if I can't do it, I really get depressed. By the way, I found that card, y'all. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to read that card because it's got Miss Nancy's name here. Hey, I'm going to say one thing, Rand. I'm going to get out of your way. Miss Nancy, you said that something about indicting, arresting Trump. Did you hear? And I heard a fellow say this is true. Have you noticed every time they start investigating Hunter or Joe and they start getting hot on the trail, they turn around and they indict Trump and arrest Trump. Every time they find a new crime that the
well,
Bidens have committed.
Isn't that what Clinton did when they were checking on his sexual exposés and
yes.
He would start a war?
Yes, he would. But anyway, I want to get that out of the way. I hope it didn't want to cut Rand off because I'm riding depending on y'all heavily because I tell you, I got knocked off my perch today. But go ahead, brother. I hope I didn't interrupt you there.
Oh, no. And if you found that note, I know Miss Nancy wants to hear it, and I was kind of anxious to hear it too from Jay-Z. If you got it, you can go ahead and read it if you want to.
Well, it's kind of long, but I tell you what, it's one of the better ones we've had. This came. I've read it before, but this is really good. It came in. I love it. I found it again today. This is September of 2022, and I think Sister Nancy was pretty new then. He says, "Hi, Eddie. This is just a short letter to give you some positive feedback on your Blood River Radio show. A few episodes ago, you offered a prayer that summarized white people's request to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, asking him to give us guidance in our heroic endeavor to save our people. And I, in the strength to save our people, in the strength to win the war against our mortal enemy, the Jews." He said, "It was classic. I plan to listen to it again and transcribe it into print." Now here's where Sister Nancy comes in. Second paragraph. "Your new co-host, Nancy Hitt, is wonderful. She knows the truth about many topics and discusses the issues in a pleasant, reassuring voice." That guy hadn't been a hit over the head with her stick, though. Anyway, she's a keeper. "All of your co-hosts and guests are knowledgeable and pleasant to listen to." Then he says, "I'm up in Montana for 10 days. It's such a pleasure to be among virtually all white people. Visiting Montana is like stepping back into time, especially one's first visit. I believe Montanans are finally waking up to realize what makes life enjoyable here. No frigging diversity." And over the back it says, "Well, it's time to get back to total relaxation. No computers, no TV, no traffic, no niggers. No gunshot, except hunters." And it wouldn't be. And he says, "And no ADL propaganda. Remember, Eddie, you're always welcome to stay here for a break from the Memphis war zone. Even the greatest warriors need occasional rest. Stay noble, my brother. Jay-Z from Outpost, Blood River Radio, Outpost AZ and MT. All right, that was...
Well, that was awfully nice. That was very nice. I think you did... I believe you read that in the past. I think you have. Well, that was awfully nice of him.
That was one of the... This guy... Listen, I'll tell you about him. He's combat wounded. He was up close and personal in the Vietnam, and he got the scars to prove it. I've met him a couple of times. He's a dear, 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 dear friend. He's a great supporter of this program. Without people like Jay-Z from Blood River Rodeo Zone AZ, there would be no BRR. But I just wanted to read that because he gave credit to every single one of us. And with that, y'all, I'm leaning heavily on y'all. I'm going to go watch some TV, so y'all go ahead and can carry on the rest of the show. Because I don't feel good.
I'm sorry that you're not feeling good. Well, you know, I'm going to pitch out something. We have a new Jewish mayor in Louisville, and oddly enough, he had, when he was campaigning, I guess, there was a black that shot out the campaign office, and he was in there, and he actually got... didn't get shot, but I think part of his clothes got hit. But anyway,
well,
guess
time.
Who he appointed our new police chief? This black chief checks all the boxes. A black female, except
we
got to
go take a
gay.
Break, Sister Nancy. When we come back, we'll get right with it. Maybe next time they'll succeed. We'll be right back after this, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, the Guerrilla General and Jock Ewing are my favorite people. They know the score. They know that the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, the Constitution, the Smotstitution, this paper, that paper, all that crap that we see in our email every day, every day, every day, it don't mean, it's not, you know what, it's not piss. It means nothing. The only thing that matters, people, is raw, merciless power and your willingness to use it. And listen, I'm not saying it. Bear with me. I've said it before, but I want you to understand this. Not that I'm talking down to you, people. Mousy Tongue said it. I'm just saying the same thing. Mousy Tongue and George Washington. Mm-hmm. George Washington said it. Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson said it. Thomas Jefferson, he said, God forbid we go 20 years without a revolution. We have to keep having freedom. I'm going to shut the hell up after this. Freedom, you never win it forever. It's always fleeting, just like glory is fleeting. Liberty is only as good. It's only good till the next day. It's only good if you're willing to stand up and defeat it and sacrifice your life. And people can't deplatform me or anything like that unless you deplatform the Army and the Marine Corps, because that's what they say. We're fighting for y'all freedom. We're going to go over here and kill and maim and napalm and bomb the living hell out of everybody. And you can't have a little 38 special, but we can help. And I'm rambling on, but anyway, people, that's the name of the game. I hope I don't sound arrogant or crappy, but I'm so sick and tired of reading this stuff about the Constitution and the Federalist Papers and all these endless old moth-eaten documents. I like them. It's fun to read at times. It's entertaining. I mean, but we have that all in our heart. If you're a decent white person and you're a Christian, you have all that in your heart. And anything that's not there, if you need to go check on it, get you a Holy Bible. Get you preferably King James. That's all you need. You don't need all the other crap. You need that and a good battle rifle. So with that, I think we're going back to Rand. Miss Nancy, you're kind of the bell cow. What are we going? Are we going to you? Or are we going back to Rand?
No, I think Rand needs to have a voice.
That's right. I thought so. Wouldn't you? Go ahead, Rand. I'm shutting the hell up now. I'm rambling too much.
Well, one thing, brother, I agree with you 100%. If you got if you're right with the Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you've got all those things that those federal papers and the Constitution talks about. And I agree with you 110% on that. And I'd like to read a few scriptures. I've missed the first part of the first hour, regrettably. But and these scriptures kind of go along with what that note that you read from Jay-Z. And if you'd allow me, I'd just take a minute to read.
Please do.
And it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 14 through 18. And they read, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Baal? For what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God says, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And amen. Just think that's so refreshing right there when you read this. And, you know, after reading that, it kind of comes to mind, Eddie, about, as we talked a little bit last night, about these noodle-spine Christians that have no backbone to take a stand, and they're so afraid that if they say the wrong thing, they won't have a friend, or they're going to hurt somebody's feelings, or something like that, and they always seem like they got to include, they dare not say anything about a Jew, and they always seem like they've got to, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, include a black person if they, you know, just to make themselves feel better, or for whatever,
yeah.
For whatever reason. But you know, the Bible says. If you're lukewarm, and I'm paraphrasing, I know, but our Father said, "I'll spit you out." He wants you wholeheartedly. He wants you to have a backbone. He wants you to stand and take a stand for Him and His teachings and what that Bible says. And you just don't see that in this country, except for a remnant, a very few. people that listen to this show, mm-hmm. people that are involved in certain groups, people like that was up at the Dixie Fest, certain remnants. And I'm sure there's some laying in the weeds out there that don't just that are with us in mind, but they maybe not saying anything. I've said this before, but I'm just so proud to be part of that remnant, part of this radio show, part of the group of these people that come on this radio show along with all the co-hosts and others, and to just be involved and just play a small part in this. But you know, the hits just keep coming, and you know, Miss Nancy Tired Feathered Mike Pence. And, you know, we mentioned him last week about his comments, so it was outrageous. And, Miss Nancy, you would think that what you said was right, that he just committed more or less political suicide. But, you know, in this mm-hmm. day and age, mm-hmm. the way people are, I don't know if he did or not. You know, I mean, when you think about it that way, you would think with a right-thinking type of person that he did, but who knows, maybe he didn't. But yeah,
right.
He was just but I want to add one more, because I'm sure you got a few feathers left and a little bit of tar. and this is for that Eunice Debbie Wiseman Suits.
Yes.
Oh, right.
From Florida.
Right.
Representative
right.
from Florida.
A Jew's
and,
Jew.
And I know you. A Jew's Jew, brother. You're exactly right. She is.
That's right.
Like head of the, yeah, she's a member of the National Jewish Democratic Council, and she's Jew through and through. You're exactly right.
Yes.
But if
well, that's interesting that you would. Yeah, that was interesting that you would bring her up, because I was just going to say how ironic. Now, she was at this congressional hearing on censorship, remember? And
yes.
She was outspoken because she did not want Robert Kennedy Jr. to speak more than 5 minutes as an introductory speech at a committee meeting on censorship, and she is censoring Robert Kennedy Jr. even before he spoke. And, I mean, I just think it's totally, absolutely wacko, completely insane and ironic. These Democrats did not want to hear what he had to say, wouldn't hardly allow him to speak. But you're talking about the Jewess of the highest power speaking, telling I guess, Jim Jordan that he shouldn't speak more than 5 minutes on his introductory speech, and of course they didn't want him to speak. And I mean, you talk about how ridiculous. She is censoring somebody who is trying to talk about censorship. I mean, it's totally ironic.
That's
stupid.
It's outrageous, Miss Nancy. And if you watch those clips of that hearing, you've got a man that was almost, seemed like in tears, regardless what you think about Robert F. Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
almost begging to have dialogue. Whether you agree or not, let's talk in a civil way. Let's be kind to one another. And he had no longer got that little speech along those lines out of his mouth. She come at him with all swords drawn.
Yes.
And buddy, they wouldn't have shut him down and not let him speak if they'd had a few more folks in that house. They would have not allowed him. They had 102. They had a document there that 102 of them signed to keep him from speaking.
We got to go to a quick break, Ray. And hold that. We got to come right back to that as soon as we get over. People, hold on to your seats. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, God willing.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing Liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A new poll shows voters are not overly enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. In fact, less than half of those surveyed by the Yahoo News YouGov poll said they favored either candidate. Biden had a slight edge with 47% support. Trump received 43%. More than 10% of the registered voters polled said they weren't sure or didn't plan to vote in the presidential election. Former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial has been rescheduled to May 20th of next year, following the start of the Republican presidential primary season. He faces over three dozen federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He has pleaded not guilty to all counts. Doctors in the Southwest have reported a rise in first, second, and third degree contact burn cases amid extreme heat conditions.
Going into August, it's going to be an uptick in all these heat-related illnesses. We know exactly how to treat it. We're well-versed and well-prepared for it.
Dr. Robert Martinez with St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas speaking with 8 News Now. The reports of severe burn incidents have come from hospitals in Arizona and Nevada. North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea overnight. It's the second such launch this week as that country remains silent on the whereabouts of an American soldier who fled across the border. President Biden sat down with tech companies to discuss artificial intelligence.
The president says companies have an obligation to ensure their AI technology is safe before releasing it to the public.
The companies have a duty to earn the people's trust and empower users to make informed decisions labeling content that has been altered or AI generated.
President Biden met Friday with executives from Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Inflection. He says the tech companies agreed to respond develop their cutting-edge technology. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell, engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Here, Blood and River Radio family, thank you for holding on during the break. Just in case anybody's tuning in right now for the first time, we have my big sister Nancy Hitt and my brother, Alabama Lone Wolf, Rand Owens. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. I believe she has something she wanted to say, if I remember right. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, basically, I think we want to talk about Robert Kennedy Jr., but all I was going to say was I was going to agree with something. I think Dr. Hill or Rand said this the other day, and I think it's really, I hadn't thought about it exactly this way, but the states in the South come up with various conservative bills, whether they be on abortion, transgender, protection of women's sports, and immediately the federal government will bring out the big guns and the lawyers to actually take it to court and try to stop it. So what I guess really what it amounts to is we not only do not have any rights in the South to our own beliefs, the federal government controls our legal system by quashing those conservative bills and issues that we actually in the South support. And I think that was something either Dr. Hill or Rand brought up, and I think it's really true. It's unfortunate, but it is true. But I think Rand probably, show ahead. Yeah.
That should be impossible because don't we have our Constitution, y'all? But go ahead, Rand.
No, I was just going to say an example of that is what we talked about, I think, a week or two ago was a same-sex marriage deal in Alabama where Alabamians voted on a referendum 80% or so to not allow same-sex marriage in the state of Alabama. And then it only took one federal quacko judge to come in and overturn it. And you know, Miss Nancy, you bring up something that comes to mind. That step, you know, Alabama, you know, passes laws that seems like good laws, seems like Alabama, so to speak, laws. Federal judges, feds come in, overrule it, and then it's over. Why can't we have a third step? Why come our representatives, our leaders, our governors, why don't they speak on up and come on back at them somehow or another? You know what I'm saying? Fight back. But
yeah.
It seems like once the federal judge overrules it, well, that's it. You know, that's how it's going to be. And then it, you know, and then, of course, you can get into precedents and all that. It sets precedents and this, that, and the other, which just leads to more outlandish things for them to come up with. But
all they could do, you know what, Rand, the Congress could eliminate that. Did you know the only court that's authorized, that's named, that you have to have according to the Constitution is the Supreme Court. All these other federal so-called federal district courts, district seven, district that, they're not required by the Constitution. They could be all the Congress have to do, if the gutless Republicans ever get in power, was just pass a bill defending them. Hey, courts, you're gone. All we gotta have is the Supreme Court, and then all we'd have to do if we had a president with guts is say, just like Andy Jackson did with the, you know, when they were talking about the poor Indians, he said, well, they, you know, the federal courts made a law that he didn't like about had to do with the Indians, I believe. He said, well, they passed a law, let them enforce it, because see, they have no enforcement powers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
what they could do. Do away, defund the courts, defund the FBI, defund the CIA, the NSA, the Homeland Security, the TSA, and defund all those bastards. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there, but that's never going to happen. Go ahead, Nancy.
Goes back to something that this is really something that just happened. It wasn't. I don't think it was really a bill, but DeSantis agreed, or somehow the school system, maybe he was part of it, wanted to introduce Black history in a more violent way, as you know, these whites are so were so horrible. And having done some study about what was going on in the South, I know that many blacks were learning trades. They were learning making how to make shoes. They were learning how to be farriers. They were learning horse training. They were doing all of that, and some of them were making more money than Confederate soldiers, because the soldiers were paying them to do their laundry or saddle their horses or clean their horses or whatever. That was, of course, that was during the war. But what in this new version of the Black history that is in Florida, they're trying to take out all this hatred that Black history creates against the white man. And you know who rushed down there to denounce this new Black history in Florida? The damn Vice President of the USA, Kamala Harris. And she was blasting this new version, I guess a more peaceful version, for the black people to learn. And in other words, they zipped down to Florida to denounce and rile up the blacks and make them already unhappy with us anyway. So she just is an anti-white hater. That's all she is. It's just sickening.
Divide and conquer. That's what they like to do. Divide and conquer. But you know,
back to
Debbie's speech. Yeah, Debbie's shoots and her ridiculing and demeaning way that she talked down to Mr. Kennedy the other day
And she cut him off.
And at one point, yeah, at one point she was talking about, well, you have said, and I'm paraphrasing, but you have said that the Jews and the Chinese are a race. And she said that like two times. Well, hell, they are a race, right? Last time, the Chinese is a race of people, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not so sure about the Jews. They are a race of the devil, of the devil's children is what they are.
That's but, exactly what they are.
But you know, and like what me and Eddie was talking about the other night, if I could just hear one Democrat, Republican, I don't give a rat's flip who he is, just take a stand up, and when they accuse him of being anti-Semite, bigot, all the above names, just stand up and say, so what? So what? I mean, everybody else gets talked about. I mean, all other races get talked about. Why come the Jew can't be criticized? You know, I mean.
Oh, right. That's right. And, you it's just like McCarthy came out and said, oh, the squad doesn't want to attend the president of Israel's speech. And, of course, he said that is anti-Semitic. I mean, I get, you know, no matter what you think of the quad or squad, no matter what you think of them, they are backing the Palestinians. They're Muslims. They understand what the Jews are really like. And if they don't want to attend to hear what the president of Israel has to say, I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit.
Yeah, good for them.
I'm not going to hold that against
them. Yeah, you're good for them. No, I'm not either, Miss Nancy. Good for them. I agree with you 100% on that, for sure. Absolutely.
So everybody has to kiss the feet of the Jews whenever they show up and stand up and clap 25 or 30 times for them.
You know, going back to what Ray was saying about this Jewish bitch down there who was harassing RFK Jr., you know, I hope these people finally get the point, people like RFK. And we talked about this in the first hour of Dr. Hill, how I said the people that the so-called alt-right, the so-called good conservatives that during the Battle of Charlottesville, they came down, our own people came down on us and ridiculed us and tarred and feathered us because they didn't want to be associated with scum like us because we were racist and bigots and homophobes and anti-Semites. Well, you know what? People like RFK, who the Kennedys never saw black they didn't love, that they love him. He's, you know, big-time Jew lover so far. Maybe if he gets enough urine thrown on his head and gets enough sand thrown in his face by these Christian-hating Jews, maybe he'll mm-hmm. get it. I mean, I don't see how anybody could be as smart as he's supposed to be and not get that. But maybe if he gets his head kicked in enough by these Jews, maybe, you know, like Stuart Rhodes kissed the Jews' butt, kissed the blacks' butt, sided against his own people at New Orleans. We talked about that on the first hour. The Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, sided with the Jews, the Antifa, and the BLM against the League of the South in New Orleans, where the League of the South was trying to prevent the destruction of our Southern culture and our statues down there. We talked about it in the first hour. Well, now, Stuart Rhodes, who has licked the boot of the Jews, his captors, his sorry butt is in jail. He'll die in prison. Anyway, we'll cover the rest of this when we come back. I'll get right back to that, and we can go to something else if y'all want to. People, hang on. We'll go to our last segment of the second hour. We'll be right back.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth.
90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to go right back. I'll finish my little narrative, then we'll get Rand's take on this. He's the one that brought up that Jewish of all Jews. You know, we've always, the Republicans are supposedly in the good church-going conservatives. We've always gone, well, I'll say we, they. I've learned a long time ago, you can't be civil. To quote Keith Alexander said this a lot of times. He said that you can't compromise with a liberal. They're no longer liberals now. They're no longer Democrats. They're Satanists. You can't compromise with them. You cannot deal with them. There's no way you can ever get along with them. They have to be defeated. It's either them or us. That's why Keith Alexander has preached that all the time. Keith's 100% right. They have to be defeated. It's them or us. And you know what? And Rand pointed out how RFK, he comes from a Christian background. He was literally pleading almost in tears. Do we have to kill each other? Can we carry on a dialogue, a debate? Can you debate the issue? I'll debate the issue. And are you man enough? Are you human enough to admit maybe this guy has a better idea? After all, we have to live on the same planet. We have to live in the same air. But no, you can't do that with these Jews. Jews do not think like you do. They're Talmudic in their thought. They think like their father, the devil. I mean, do you think the devil is going to get along with you? And, you know, I'm hoping maybe if RFK gets kicked in the face long enough, if he gets his teeth kicked out long enough, you know, rhetorically speaking, and gets beat over the head, if they try to ruin his life, ruin his name, ruin his business, to attack his family day and night, maybe, just maybe, Lord, he'll come up and think, you know what? Maybe these Jews aren't, maybe I shouldn't be getting along with them after all. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. Because I say, good for you, RFK. You need a damn dose of it, brother. And your sorry butt should have been in Charlottesville until, you know what? He says a lot of good stuff. But till he can get off of it. And here's what he said. He's also said this. He said that that replacement theory, he didn't believe that because it was racist. So, I mean, he just, it's the classic turd in the punch bowl. You know, it's the classic, mm-hmm. Oh, we got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. But back to you, Rand. Take off on that if you don't mind, brother.
Yeah, just a couple of ending comments on that committee here. And, you know, it's just really kind of almost comical that was a, well, the hearing was really supposed to be about the weaponization of the federal government and along with censorship. And I'd like to point out that Mr. Kennedy was a panelist on this this hearing. But, you know, these Jews and leftist Jew lovers, when it comes to censorship, they're the only ones that want to do the censoring. I mean, they want to censor what they deem fit to censor. And that just goes, into something that we can talk about in the next hour that I'm going to go ahead and bring up now, is that this whole ordeal about this Jason Aldean country song that's come out recently and all the backlash, CMT, displatforming him and all that. You listen to that song, but you know, and I don't listen to rap. Everybody would probably know that without me saying it. But you know, some of these lyrics that I've read about here since all this has kind of come up and all, these rappers rap and sing about killing cops, killing law enforcement people.
I have a rap
hijacking
song.
Hijacking cars. Yeah, all kind of bug out. I mean, just vulgar as you can get with their lyrics and all. Nothing's ever said about that. But you know, you let this white man out with a song, and you know, and they playing video clips of the riots of the Negroes burning cities down and all that. And look what happens. I mean, you would have thought he killed somebody. I mean, it's just, and I know we say this, I know I say it over and over, but it's just such a double standard. At every turn in the road, there's another double standard that shows up and hits us right in the face. But you know, something that I meant to say earlier was, you know, Mr. Kennedy said the other day, you know, when he gave his announcement speech back, I don't know, a couple of months ago, wherever he was when he gave his announcement speech that he was going to run for president, you know, and this was his words, I hadn't heard the speech, but somewhere along in that speech he mentioned Paul Revere. Well, when
yes,
he
did.
Got to that part, YouTube immediately deplatformed him, took him down right there. And like I said, I don't even know the context of what he's talking about with Paul Revere, but they cut him off right then and deplatformed him right then. And that's really about all I had to say about that hearing. But you know, I will say this in closing. I wonder what Mr. Kennedy's, and where he's at right now as we speak. I wonder what he's doing and what he's thinking. I hope that he's saying to himself somewhere along the line that, you know, being nice to these people aren't working. I've done that all my life. I've been over backwards to let everybody know that I wasn't anti-Semitic, and I still get accused of being anti-Semitic. I mean, Eddie said he ought to have been in Charlottesville with us, you know.
I was just going to say it's interesting. They're saying that the Democrats, on the one hand, are allowing negative reports to come out about sleepy Biden or perverted crazy Biden. They're saying that the media now is opening up to some of the corruption, and they're talking, they're allowing some of these things to come out. But on the other hand, they say that the Democrats are fearful that Kennedy could defeat Biden. So I don't know what the goal is. I mean, I do think that Kennedy is a better candidate by far, no matter, well, you know, certainly a better candidate than Biden, but looks like they're trying to have it both ways. One time they're allowing Biden to sink, and on the other hand they're trying to destroy Kennedy. But I do think Kennedy would be a better candidate.
Well, I read Miss Nancy, the person they want is Nikki Haley, and she said. And she's famous. That's who they're going to wind up. That's who they're going to push.
Thinking it was the guy in California that they were, Pelosi's nephew that they were pushing, that they're also wanting him to take the reins. I don't know. I mean, I think they can see the handwriting on the wall that Biden is not going to be a valid candidate.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're just cheating. He wins anyway.
This is kind of a little bit of a rabbit trail, but if y'all saw the little clip where Obama's being interviewed by somebody, I don't even know who it was. I saw it recently, though, where he's saying if he could make an arrangement, that was his words, if he could make it, you know, this is after he had done his term and wasn't president anymore, if he could make an arrangement and have a little earpiece in his ear and he could sit in his basement in his sweatpants and still more or less call the shots. Y'all ever saw that?
No, I don't remember that.
No? Oh, yeah. Y'all you mean, Google search that. I mean, Obama.
In other words, Obama would like to...
still be in control, and he may be. Yeah. And he may be sitting in a basement.
Oh, well, he may be. Yeah, somebody's in control, that's for sure. Yeah, somebody's
in control. But he actually let that come out of his mouth and said it. You know, I mean, you can pull it up. You can Google search it and pull it up where he said it. And he said it with a smile, you know. So,
well, he doesn't care because he's going to say, what are these cowardice whites going to do about it? And secondly, I'd like to chime in. It really doesn't matter if we could, say we could get a guy from the League of the South elected. It doesn't matter because I agree with Dr. Hill. We don't have a country. There's such diversion. There's such a wide variety of races in this religion. You got your Browns. You got all these people coming up constantly from Mexico. They're coming from every nation in the world except white nations. There's no way there's ever going to be a consensus in this country. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just a fool's errand to even vote. I mean, it's fun to talk about. And RFK has some good points. But this country, like Dr. Hill said, it can't be reformed because the people in the parts of the government that needs most reforming, they're not going to give it up. They're the most evil part. The only way is to separate some kind of way. There's several ways. One is to get rid of those people that are in power by nook or crook. Some way you have to get rid of them, or we have to be able to separate ourselves to secede. And, you know, that's going to be a bloody battle. So there is no peaceful solution. It's going to be bloody. If they don't believe me, just look at history. Look at the history of the past thousands of years. There's never been a peaceful solution to anyone trying to win their liberty. Anyway, that's all I had to say, y'all.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something. My brother's up in the northern state. And he's overwhelmed with liberals, but he thinks quite a bit like I do, and he said he sees a civil war on the horizon. And it's interesting, the people he has contact with, some of them are very, very well-to-do, and some of them are extremely well-educated at Harvard. And some of the things he told me today that some of his friends said about Trump, it shows total ignorance, in my opinion. You know, they think that Trump and Putin are alike, that they're both tyrants, and they're good buddies because they're tyrants, and that they don't understand why Russia has any fear of NATO. Well, where are these people? What kind of education do these Harvard-educated people, where do they get their learning? I mean,
they're stupid.
Do they just watch TV? Is that all they just get their information from, the media? These are well-educated people, and one of them, I think, was a judge. I mean, they're saying, well, I don't know why Russia's worried about NATO. Well, come on, folks. Wake up. NATO is their opponent. If Russia tried to even join NATO and was rejected, how are we going to like it when Cuba again arms with nuclear weapons and has them aimed at our country? And I personally, I don't blame Russia if Russia does arm Cuba.
Well, Sister Nancy, we've run out of time. We're going to the third hour, believe it or not. Well, dear people, dear Blood River Radio family, go get you a break. I think I'm going to get me a little piece of chocolate cake I think my wife baked. And I'll be right back, and I hope to see y'all right back at this microphone in just a few minutes. Be right back, folks.